This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to talk about two plans. The plan that God has for mankind that is unfolding before our very eyes. A plan that is predicted in ancient prophecies in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And then we have what could be called the occult plan of the ages, which is really Lucifer's plan for mankind and the fallen angels. And these two plans take mankind in two different directions, and they have two different outcomes. Now, this program on the two plans is something that you need to send to somebody who needs to hear it. And I believe, as I often announce on this program, that the Lord will place people or peoples in your heart and mind that need to hear this message. And if you will act upon however the Lord is directing you or leading you, and you'll send an archive of this program to those people or post it up on their Facebook or your Facebook page or social media or Twitter or YouTube or whatever, or send the link of the program right now by simply going to paulmcguire.us, paulmcguire.us, and we have about 7 or 8 or 9 social media ways you can listen to or watch the program on your cell phone, on your laptop, on your home computer, in your car, to make it very easy for you. But you've just got to send a link to somebody. And the reason I ask for that, by the way, is because I recognize the fact that people like you and I are dealing with a rigged system with unfair competition. There are search engines and social media giants that have algorithms in them which are designed to deliberately profile, locate what is considered non-politically correct discussion, or it's simply non-politically correct discussion if it's Christian, and then it will be artificially lowered in the search engines. It will disappear, and on and on and on. It's tragic, but that's the way it is. We have an Orwellian social media, Orwellian internet, and Orwellian mainstream media. It was always moving in that direction. It was always happening. But I'd say in the last year or two, it is really accelerated. And I've talked to so many people I know, people that you would know, because you listen to their programs, etc., who are watching, as I am, their rankings being manipulated in a very conspicuous manner. Now, for us, it doesn't really matter because we don't sell advertising. And if we have anything advertised, it's basically by accident. So, but other people are very reliant on advertising. And so the name of the game is artificially lower, through technology, the amount of hits or visits a particular website or blog site or radio program or whatever has. And then you can hit them in the pocketbook. You can take down their advertising dollars by rigging the system. And it's going on like crazy. It's an epidemic. And you need to be aware of it. And you need to be part of that battle, by the way. Because if you just lay down and allow it to happen, the day is going to come when programs, radio, internet, websites, blog sites, YouTube, etc., the kind of information you're looking for, which is biblically connected, it will not be there because they will use these excuses incrementally to totally censor it right out of the universe. I'm not trying to make you paranoid. I'm just telling you how it's going to go down, and you can be proactive. There's still something you can do about it. It's just so ridiculous. First of all, I don't sell advertising on our stuff because it's all ministry stuff. But I did experiment for a while, or a month or something, and I took a bunch of our old YouTubes, etc., that were produced, you know, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And I monetized them because, you know, I was always getting these notices. I don't want to announce the company, but I was always getting the notices, you know, you need to monetize this. It can be cash flow to your organization or ministry or whatever. So, you know, I said, okay, I'll give it an experiment and see what happens. So I picked about, I don't know, 30, approximately 30, let's just call them things. And I've recently, just in the last open week, you know, they've been up there, by the way, for 3 years, fully monetized. I haven't seen a penny on them. I'm not saying I didn't get paid a penny. I haven't seen a penny of it. And all of a sudden, I'm getting, you know, these rejection notices on a whole bunch of them. And this is like 3 to 4 years after I monetized them. And I'm going, what's this about? I forgot that I even did this. And none of the headlines are inflammatory because I deliberately am very cautious about how I phrase the words. I don't attack other religious groups. I speak the truth, but I don't attack them. And I'm very careful about how I use language and words. But I got this, you know, typical letter. This content may offend some of our advertisers. Well, which advertisers is it offending? And this was, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I'm assuming this was from YouTube. Okay, so you know, I have better things to do than to get into a correspondence with him. But as I got the rejection letter, which I could care less about getting, by the way, they said some of their advertisers may be offended by its content. Now, all I did was report in a journalistic fashion from the perspective of Bible prophecy, events and trends in the Middle East, period. And for that, I was censored by this because it could be offensive to some unknown group. Well, I would like to see YouTube do a study on how many people are offended by the kinds of topics I talked about versus how many people actually want to hear more of it. I would bet you anything that the percentage of people who want to hear more about it would skyrocket, and this invisible number of people that were offended is very minuscule. In fact, I'll even go further than that. I will say that the organizational structure behind the people who are offended is a very narrow focus, and it consists of one particular group, period. And you can figure that out. They're targeting and they're making all the ruckus, and nobody and you know. But why is it that these social media giants placate these groups and have no problem whatsoever offending the vast majority of Americans? See, that's the real problem we're dealing with is. And I'll tell you what the answer is. The mainstream media is controlled by a handful of multinational corporations, and the giant social media networks are controlled by a handful of multinational corporations, some of them CIA-funded, and that's why you had this Orwellian censorship. But if you speak out now, you can prevent it, because it's only going to get worse. They want to silence everything and make it a totally Marxist, collectivist world in which every phrase has to be politically correct. Okay, so let's get into this dynamic here that's very important to understand in the last days. Okay, so we're moving forward very quickly as a society, a nation, a culture, with technology and science and so on and so forth. And I want you to observe something with me. Now, we have what's called the mainstream media. And the mainstream media has decided to call any media that disagrees with it fake news. It's not fake news because it's fake. It's fake news simply because it disagrees with the point of view of the mainstream media. So here's the problem that we have. We have truth versus lies and error. Now, the truth of the matter is that in the last numbers of years, there have been major news stories regarding the U.S. and European economy and related factors that have been completely buried in the mainstream media. In other words, they didn't even cover the story. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you what I mean by they didn't even cover the story. And I'll let you be the judge. You tell me whether you think those stories were newsworthy or not. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. Send a link of this program to one of your friends. Link paulmcguire.us and select this program and send it to a friend. You are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. And before we continue, I want to say something. We're going to give you a lot of information that's explosive, that will change your life. But you know, when I do these programs, the Paul McGuire Report, or when I speak at conferences or write books or whatever, my intention is never to present you with a bunch of facts that will make you go into some kind of doom and gloom, mindset. I feel that I will have failed if I don't give you truth that will set you free, and if I don't teach you biblically about the supernatural power of God that will enable you to be an overcomer in the last days. See, I read a lot of these books on what's happening in the last days, and they're good books. I mean, they give you a lot of excellent research, but it is the rare book that tells you how you can be a conqueror from a biblical perspective. It's the rare book that tells you how to overcome and occupy the land from a biblical perspective. And so that's the burden the Lord has given me. That's where I want to focus in on. Now, let's go back for the last crud. We could go back for 10 years easily, because this stuff that I'm going to talk to you now about has been on the front burner of news for at least 10 or 11 years. It demanded to be covered by the mainstream media. It deserved to be covered by the mainstream media. But it was censored and ignored by the mainstream media. Why? Why was it censored and ignored from the mainstream media? Why was there literally a conspiracy from the mainstream media to totally cover up the most important news stories that were factual? Why was there a conspiracy to cover up the most important news stories to Americans and people in other nations who needed desperately to hear this information? And if you go back, you'll discover that the news deliberately covered it up. Now, I'm going to give you some examples. I'm reading to you from my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017. I want to point something out, though, because people began coming up to me at a recent conference, and I realized I didn't give an adequate explanation. This book that I'm holding in my hand is a brand new book. It's everything in it is entirely new. And the title is A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017. All new material. It is a continuation of an earlier book called The Prophecy of the Future of America, which is also packed with information. But this book is an entirely different and brand new book. It just came out late 2016. A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017. So it's a totally new book. I just want to say that. And here I am reading to you some of the things in the book that you will find very important and consequently not covered by the media. And so the question is, why would the most important stories be ignored from the mainstream media? What is it with that? Well, there's a hidden reason for it. And that reason is something happened over the last 11 years. And what that something is there has been a massive manipulation of the dollar here in the United States of America, the buying power of the dollar. There has been a massive manipulation on the exporting of jobs and manufacturing plants, the income of the working class and the middle class has gone down continually in the last 11 or more years. And you would never have heard about it. You would never have heard about it if, well, I don't care whether you like him or not, if Donald Trump had not run for president of the United States, you would never have been exposed to the data and the statistics which show you that there was a plan to lower the standard of living in the American middle class and the American working class, and the same thing in Europe. Okay? You would never have known about it because the media never covered it. Listen to me very carefully. NBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, Washington Post, New York Times, we could go down the list. They never covered, I can't say they never covered it, but they never covered it adequately. All these networks, CNN, they were like, CNN reminded me of the Hare Krishna cult. They were screaming and going berserk, and I thought they were going to fall on their knives at any moment, as they would literally have emotional orgies of hate over Donald Trump. But they never told you the truth about the economy. Neither did Fox News, by the way. So from my book, which, by the way, came out, what was the date? The book came out in late 2016. The Lord kept directing me by the Holy Spirit to focus in on the money system, the economics. Now, the Lord impressed that on my heart. I didn't have a rational reason for doing it. And every time I would write pages, he kept saying to me, not in an audible voice, I kept being impressed. The Lord kept saying, teach them about the money system. Teach them about the money system. And so I wrote the brand new book. It's all new material. Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017. I listened to the Lord, and I wrote extensively about the money system because God kept saying to me over and over again, you cannot understand Bible prophecy unless you so we can both understand it. The Lord kept saying to me over and over again, you cannot understand Bible prophecy unless you understand the money system. And I'm going to say it again. Now, please hear the words. Don't tattoo them on your forehead. You cannot understand Bible prophecy unless you understand the money system. Understanding the money system is the key to understanding Bible prophecy, the key to understanding how America or any other nation works, the key to understanding power. So the Lord is trying to teach his people, you cannot understand God's prophetic word or Bible prophecy unless you understand the money system. So I began to delve into it and write the book in a fast-moving, yes, entertaining, power-packed way that would grab people's attention and give them the information that they needed to understand the money system so God's prophetic program would open up. Now, what does that mean? God's prophetic program would open up. It means that all people who were seeking the face of God, looking to the Lord for answers to the future, looking to the Lord for how should they plan their lives, etc., etc. This is all wrapped up in if whether or not you're willing to be obedient and understand the money system. Now, the Lord was dealing with me about this years ago, but here it was like unrelentless. When I wrote my book, Are You Ready? It dealt with the one world government, the one world religion, the one world economic system. And in Are You Ready? I think it was published in 2005. I extensively talked about the trade treaties, the North American Union, NAFTA, GATT, and all the other trade treaties, what the real reason for them was, which is a regional global government in which America or the North American Union would be modeled after the European Union. And the whole purpose of the trade treaties, was to bring about captivity and bring in global government. I wrote that in 2005 in my book, Are You Ready? Then a year later or so, I wrote in my book, The Day the Dollar Died, I exposed the satanic and occultic nature of the money system, as well as the history of the money system with the international bankers and the Federal Reserve and stuff like that. And then I dealt with it in the other books, like The First, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Mass Awakening, Standing Down Goliath, and then the Lord, with the book, with all new material, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017. This was before the election. The Lord kept saying, explain the money system to my people. They don't understand the money system. They can't figure out what to do. They don't know my plan for their lives because they're clueless when it comes to the money system. And you cannot understand Bible prophecy without understanding the money system. And they're going to churches where they have never been taught the relationship between Bible prophecy and the money system. You know, there are some pretty good Christian economic advisors. That's great. But they never touch on the big picture. And managing your money as a Christian has a lot more to do with than just getting rid of debt, okay, and cutting up your credit cards. It's a lot bigger than that. Okay, so in the book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017, I begin by giving you some information, which I'm going to share with you now. And it's important for you to know that. And that is, there has been a deliberate attack on capitalism. In fact, the Fabian socialists, the Frankfurt School in the 1920s, the Tavistock Institute, and other globalist covert organizations targeted, this was their list of priorities, destroy the Christian family, destroy Christian morality, destroy biblical right and wrong, destroy the idea of an independent nation, and destroy capitalism. And that's what they've been doing through our universities, etc. And you have to understand something here. This is biblical, very, very important truth. The entire reason for America's unprecedented prosperity, the entire reason for American exceptionalism, has to do with one thing. And I want you to hear me what it is. You've heard me talk about it. The reason America has prospered above every other nation on planet Earth is because America, the Pilgrims and Puritans, entered into a covenant with God based on Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses. And they made a covenant with God over America. Now, when you read that covenant, which I have in the book written down for you, in the very first verse of Deuteronomy 28, God talks about the fact that the nation that worships the true God and not pagan gods, the nation that will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, God says in that verse 1, he says he will raise that nation up above all the nations of the earth. So America was raised up above all the nations of the earth. What was the number one reason that happened? It wasn't economic. It wasn't scientific. It wasn't sociological. It wasn't geographical. The number one reason America rose above every other nation on planet Earth was because, to whatever limited degree, the supernatural blessing of God was poured out upon America based on the covenant that the Pilgrims and Puritans entered into in Deuteronomy 28, where God Almighty promises to raise that nation up above all the nations of the earth. Now, the college professors can pull the hair out of their bald heads as much as they want. They can scream. They can get out their Karl Marx, Das Kapital, Communist Manifesto books. They can go hysterical. But guess what? The Marxist, communist professors who have embedded themselves into American society like lice on a pillow or a bed, and it's very hard to get rid of the lice if you've ever gotten it. The Marxist professors have embedded themselves like a tough strain of lice infecting our students, and it's very tough to get rid of because they spread lies among the students. See, you can't listen to me. I'm going to be blunt again. This could be a new trend of me being blunt, and maybe I shouldn't be blunt. So let me know if I should be blunt. Email me. And I need feedback. I mean, if you're going to be nasty, I won't even read the email. I'm telling you right now. But if you think I should be blunt, then let me know. If you think I should be reservedly blunt, let me know. Give me some feedback, constructive feedback, which means you can disagree with me. So I know, I don't want to be just like out of touch with people. But I feel that I should be blunt. But I'd like to hear from you at paulmcguire.us. To be blunt, the only way you can promote and defend communism, Marxism, socialism, or national socialism, which was simply Adolf Hitler's form of communism, by the way. The only way you can defend it and promote it is through lying and distorting the facts. Because there is not one single example in the history of the world of a successful communist, Marxist, progressive, socialist regime. All of them, hello, all of them have failed the people miserably. All of them, without exception. You can go down the list. The Marxist professors can say anything they want. The Marxist professors in the colleges are cowards. See, they won't debate somebody like me. You know why they won't? Because I'd pull their pants down right in front of the auditorium of the classroom. I'm talking about a metaphor, obviously. They want to debate students with an unfair advantage. See, if the student wins the debate, they fail them. They want to rig it. But it would be very easy to defeat a Marxist professor, because you'd simply say, show me proof of one successful Marxist nation. And they would give you the dumb answer of distorted facts about, oh, how in Scandinavia and certain Eastern European nations it worked. No, that's not true. It worked because it was embedded with capitalism, and it was the beneficiary of capitalism and money that had come from capitalism. You go down the list of all the big players of communism, Russia, China, communist North Vietnam, communist North Korea, so on and so forth, Cuba, every one of those nations, without exception, collectively killed hundreds of millions of people, tortured millions of people, took away all their freedoms, treated them with unprecedented brutality, sent them to mental hospitals if they disagreed, spied on them like crazy, killed them, shot them, put them in concentration camps, sent them to the gulags, turned them into slaves, and they lived. All these people that were promised paradise through communism, they slaved every second of their life to the bone, until they finally dropped dead. Not one of these nations, without exception, produced the paradise it promised. Because it's a failure. But the professors don't want the students to know that. That's why millennials run around like a bunch of airheads. They have no clue what they're talking about. Millennials have no clue what they're talking about. They're airheads, divorced from reality. Okay, so we see that the globalistic institutions. Now, I'm breaking things down for you in a very simple way, all based on facts. So everything I'm saying, I can document from my books. I can give you quotes from historical individuals and think tanks, etc. So it's not just me speaking. There's exhaustive quotes. So whether you, if you get mass awakening, where I talk about America will either experience a evil mass awakening or a godly mass awakening. And you and I are going to determine which it will be. Or in the first prophecy, Future of America, I talk about America, why America succeeded, and the war between Satanism and satanic Nazis and mind control and all kinds of very dark agendas going on in America, but how we can defeat it. I talk about it in Are You Ready? And The Day the Dollar Died. Talk about transhumanism and Standing Down Goliath. And then in the brand new book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017, I talk about economics and many other things which amount to an organized agenda to take down capitalism, Christianity, and America. And then the brand new book, which you must get. You can go to paulmaguire.us and order it for pre-sale now, called Conquering the Matrix, where I explain what the Matrix is, how the Matrix affects you, but most importantly, I teach you how you can conquer the Matrix now. And that's at paulmaguire.us. Okay, so let's look at some things that are interesting. This was written, by the way, before the media ever covered it. And the media still hasn't even covered this story. What I'm reading to you now, some isolated media covered. The mainstream media have hidden this from you on purpose. And the reason they've hidden it from you on purpose is because they don't work for you. They are the propagandists for the globalist elite that are enslaving you. And yes, they are enslaving you. Okay, so America has had the largest middle class in the history of mankind. Did you know that most nations and most civilizations never even had a middle class? All they had was a small ruling class and a giant slave class. The middle class was like nobody had a middle class except for America. And the reason America had a middle class is America, because it prospered economically above any other nation on planet Earth, had such a surplus of money that the average guy or girl could work hard, own their own family, own their own house, own their own car, and have a good lifestyle. And people in the working class could work hard, and they really could have a decent standard of living. That was never done before in the history of mankind. That was called the American Dream, which they assassinated, by the way. Okay, why did they assassinate the American Dream? Very simple. They did not want American exceptionalism. They did not want the world to see an America that was Christian, an America that believed in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They did not want to see that Americans who believed in God, family, apple pie, mom, and all the rest of it were prospering financially. The working class was prospering financially. The globalist elite did not want that being seen by people in other societies, or they'd start to imitate it. So they destroyed it, and they concealed it because they didn't want it spreading. You have to understand that the globalist elite are Satanists, Luciferians. You say those are strong words. Well, I can prove those strong words. They are strong words. They're extremely strong words, but they can be proven. So the middle class has been dying the same time America made the choice to turn from biblical values, to turn from God, and to embrace socialism and big government and communism and reject, you know, Christian morality. That was the exact same time, by the way. Do the math with this on me. The exact same time, collectively, the American middle class and the American working class turned their backs from God, began to reject God. All these things started to happen simultaneously. Now track with me. President Kennedy gets brutally assassinated. The erosion of the income of the middle class and working class starts to crash. There's a mass exodus of high-paying jobs from America. There's an outsourcing of all our big manufacturing plants to foreign nations. So there's a lowering of the standard of living. And we have terrorist attacks for the first time on American soil. And we lose our freedoms through all this legal manipulation and terrorist attacks. And it all starts at the same time Americans turn their back on God. So let's see what else is here in A Prophecy of the Future of America 2016-2017. Now, this is important that you know truth. You can go to some church, you know, and be an airhead. Great. Great. God doesn't approve of airheads, by the way. You say, how do you know that? Because God continually, in the book of Proverbs and other passages of Scripture, rebukes the fool. And what is a fool? A fool is simply somebody who refuses to be taught. A fool is somebody who refuses to accept wisdom, even if it's God's wisdom. And a fool is somebody who rebels against the wisdom and knowledge of God. That's why the word says, the fool in his heart has said there is no God. Okay, so let's look at some statistics. Today, the American middle class is dying. According to data from the Social Security Administration, 51% of all working people in the United States make less than $30,000 a year. That stinks compared to what it used to be. The federal poverty level for a family of five is $28,410. So let's pay attention to the words from the Social Security Administration. 51% of all working people in the United States earn or make less than $30,000, more than half. And then they tell you, well, they don't tell you in the same sentence. I'm telling you in the same sentence. The federal poverty level for a family of five is $28,410. So what this really means is that 51% of all working people in America are most likely at the federal poverty level. They're dirt poor. Because you cannot support a middle-class family on just $2,500 a month. And you see, the Republicans don't want you to know this, and the Democrats don't want you to know this, and the media will never tell you the truth about this. Never. Because they want you to be a slave. Now, 38% of all American workers made less than $20,000 last year. That's horrible. 38% of American workers made less than $20,000 annually last year. That's third world poverty wages. Don't you understand it? It didn't used to be like that in America. Did you hear me? It didn't used to be like this. This is relatively new. 51% of all American workers made less than $30,000 last year. 62% of all American workers made less than $40,000. Okay, okay, now think about that. The middle class and the working class are making less and less and less and less. Why? Outsourcing of all the high-paying jobs, outsourcing of manufacturing. Let us remember that the politicians, Republican and Democratic, did not say a thing about this for 25 years. Hush, hush. The American media said nothing about it. Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, went around and told everybody he could find the truth about this, and they wanted to kill him. In fact, many people got on Twitter and threatened to kill him. For what reason? Some Hollywood actress making $10 million a year wants to kill Trump? She doesn't know what worker poverty is. Okay, so America has changed because all the business, all the manufacturing left the country, just like Donald Trump said it did. He wasn't lying. And the manufacturing plants went down to Mexico, and they went into South America, and they went all around the world. And then our wonderful leaders wanted to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which will even further bankrupt our economy and the amount of money people earn. And then you have these airheads, man. You have these millions and millions of airheads who are demonstrating. And they have no idea about how economics works. They think that the government just can continually print money from nothing and meet everybody's needs. They really believe that. They have no concept. They've been so dumbed down. They have no concept of profit and loss. They have no concept that money doesn't, you know, rain from heaven. They don't have a business 101 background. So why is this happening? Okay, this is where it gets very, very interesting. And again, you will never hear this from the mainstream media. You will never hear it from most places. During this exact same time period, where the middle class made less and less, where manufacturing and high-paying jobs were all being outsourced out of the United States and European nations. At the same time that all the people in Europe were getting poorer and poorer because they were promised the same things that we were promised, and the same time that all the Americans got poorer and poorer, to the date, guess what happened? The 1% of the elite and the wealthy, which are just 1%, the 1% began to make more money and got richer and richer and wealthier than they ever had become in the history of mankind. So at the exact same time period, the middle class and the working class are broke and worse. The 1% elite class is making more money, more wealth, more profit than they ever had in human history. You look at all the economic charts, their businesses, their inventions, their land, their holdings, their investments are exploding with profitability and growth on a level that has never been seen in the history of mankind. So I ask you the question, is there a correlation? Is there a relationship between the wealthy and the 1% elite getting richer and richer and richer, and at the exact same time, the middle class and the working class are getting poorer and poorer and poorer? Well, the answer is, of course, there's a relationship between the two. And that is what globalism is really all about. But you're never going to hear about it from the politicians who are controlled by the globalists. And you will never hear about it from the mainstream media who are controlled by the globalists. They don't want you to know. They want to use you as a slave. Now that sounds like, I know that's hard and difficult for people to understand, but that's the truth. See, I'm telling you the truth. If you don't want to hear it, it's your problem. I've spent 44 years researching this. And in the books, each one takes a different angle at it, but it arrives at similar destination points. In Mass Awakening, I explain it. In The Warning, I explain it. In Are You Ready? In The Day the Dollar Died. In the first book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. The second brand new book with all new material, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017. And other books, including the book that is, just came out. You can get it for pre-sale at paulmcguire.us, called Conquering the Matrix, because the Matrix is an illusion system designed to keep you from understanding reality, economic reality, social reality, and everything else, including the control mechanisms that govern you. Is this, let me ask you a spiritual question. Is, now most Christians and most Christian churches dodge the issue. They hide. They don't really want to tell you the truth. Do you think the Bible speaks about all this? The answer is yes. The Bible speaks a lot about this. Do you think the Bible has answers for God's people regarding this? Yes, it does. Do you think the Bible is predictive regarding all this? Yes, it is. You see, if you teach the Bible properly, and that's why in all my books I deal with this, but I teach the Bible properly. I've searched the scriptures. You will see that God has been communicating to his people from Genesis to Revelation and giving God's people very precise answers about how they can be free from the world system. And Jesus and the Lord talk over and over again about God's desire to free men and women from the captivity of being slaves. That's what the whole Bible is about. Now, the first and most powerful form of slavery is the slavery that comes from sin, the law of sin and death. So first, God wants to free you from a spiritual force called the law of sin and death. And when you receive Christ into your life and you're born again, and when you ask God to forgive you of your sins by faith, you then are set free from the law of sin and death. You're born again, and you're saved. You're guaranteed entrance into heaven. You will have a new glorified body, and you will live in paradise or heaven forever and ever and ever. Now, what's interesting about this, if you compare heaven with how God originally structured planet Earth for mankind, you'll see the answers are there. They're not being hidden from you. It's just nobody's teaching you this. So in the book of Genesis, we read that God's intention for mankind, Adam and Eve, was to give them a world that was an incredible paradise. So this is exactly what God did. And why we need to really pay attention to this is because it answers so many questions that you and I would have about God, or anybody who's honest, and I emphasize the word honest, and who's trying to investigate God or inquire about God. We see that, number one, the fact that God created paradise, the Garden of Eden, the most beautiful, wondrous world. There was no death, disease, sickness. There was beauty beyond description. There wasn't just the spectrum of colors and tastes that you and I experience today. It was vastly greater than that. So heaven really was like paradise on earth, but it was more than that. It was heaven on earth. And that's what God intended for each one of us to live in. And we have to really, really focus in on that. We have to think about it. We have to contemplate on it. And we should never lose sight of it. You see, all these questions that you and I, people fire at us all the time, you know, how can a loving God do this? This cynical, swaggering kind of talk, you know, how can a loving God do this? How can a loving God do that? And, you know, the questions on one hand appear to be legitimate, but they're not really legitimate. They're not legitimate because the people asking them are not sincere in their inquiry. They're looking, they're biased, see, they're looking for an excuse to just dismiss God. Now, some are. Some do have honest inquiries. Most likely you, myself, and many of the people we know, we did have genuine questions about God that we wanted resolved. And thank God that in this last day's harvest, which God God intentionally placed you and I to live in this time zone to fulfill the last day's soul harvest. So God knew you and I before the beginning of time, and he pre-planned and chose us to be here for such a time as this to bring in the last day's soul harvest. And part of that process is we have to be prepared to answer the questions that those people who are sincere, those people who really want to know the answers, are inquiring all about regarding God. And we can tell them God's love, and we can talk about the fact that the Garden of Eden was God's design for mankind. God never designed for war-torn nations, you know, human sex trafficking, nuclear bombs, world wars, race riots, ghettos. That's not God. That's the work of Lucifer and fallen man. God created men and women to live in paradise. And we need to remember that always. Now, once we establish that in our hearts and minds, that we were created, and when I say we, that means all of us were created to live in paradise, we know a lot about God. Now, let's contrast what God has in mind for mankind versus what other men have in mind for mankind and what Lucifer has in mind for mankind. And we're going to do it briefly. We'll go into it more on another program of the Paul McGuire Report. I discuss it and open it up in detail, by the way, in my books and archives of the radio program at paulmcguire.us. But think about this. When Lucifer became the temporary god of this world, I really want you to focus in on this because this is mind-blowing. We know what God's plan was for mankind, because before the fall of Adam and Eve, they lived in paradise, perfect bodies, perfect health, no dying, no war, no disease, no problems of any kind. It was literally heaven on earth. That's what God had in mind for each one of us. Now, notice the transition. When God is rejected by Adam and Eve, because they rejected his word, and they listened to Lucifer, who promised them that they would be his gods, a transition, an all-important transition occurred. No longer was planet Earth ruled by God through Adam and Eve, who were the kings and queens of planet Earth, the rulers of planet Earth. A transition was made, and we need to pay close attention to it. Now, legally, Satan, or Lucifer, became the temporary god of this world. So, after Adam and Eve fell, prior to Adam and Eve falling in the Garden of Eden was heaven on earth. After Adam and Eve fell, and sin entered the human race, Lucifer became the temporary god of this world. And Eden was no longer paradise. The world dramatically changed when Satan or Lucifer became the temporary god of this world. All of a sudden, we have wars, we have bloodshed, we have rape, we have cruelty, we have human sex trafficking, we have pollution, we have barren crops, we have atmospheric problems, ecological problems. All of a sudden, mankind is no longer living in paradise anymore. The world has become a cruel, vicious, savage place. And ugly, in terms of your senses, ugly. I mean, look, drive through a ghetto, drive through a war-torn area. The world is horrific. Now, I'm not saying that in the world, even today, the grace of God is still upon this world, and you can see in creation, and you can go to certain locations and look at sunrises and sunsets and flowers and so on and so forth, and you can still see heaven on earth. You can still see glimpses of what paradise on earth must have looked like. But see, notice that once Lucifer became the god of this world, it became worse than a giant ghetto filled with the most horrific inhumanities and crimes. Now, let's just stop there and use our logic. Lucifer approached Adam and Eve, promising them that they would be his gods, promising them that they would have a much better world, blah, 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 blah. Okay, big promises. But what really happened? The world degraded big time. So we learn something about Lucifer, don't we, from that little transaction with Adam and Eve. Satan is a liar. Lucifer is a liar. And so he promises big all the time, but he never delivers. In fact, he promises paradise and he brings hell. I'm going to say that again. The devil communicates to us through many different ways and avenues. He always will promise paradise or heaven on earth. But when the day is done, because he's a liar, he doesn't bring paradise. He brings or ushers in hell on earth. You can count on it. So let's take that and not just, you know, go into a daze like most Christians do. Let's focus on that and think about the fact that the devil's a liar. So isn't it interesting? Because remember, as the temporary god of this world, he's a puppet master and he pulls the string on people who will do, who will lead and hold high positions for him. If we look at every Luciferian system, every satanic system on earth, and there's been plenty of them, such as, let's just take a couple of recent ones, the incredible promises and all of Hitler, Adolf Hitler's key men around him, they were in occult secret societies. They personally believed that Adolf Hitler was demon-possessed. He promised the German people basically paradise on earth, just like Lucifer. But what did Adolf Hitler and the Nazis actually deliver? 8 million people dying in a Holocaust, their entire nation bombed to smithereens. So Lucifer, working through a man, Adolf Hitler, promises paradise and delivers. What does he deliver? Hell on earth. The communists, they promise the world a worker's paradise. Everybody will share in the wealth equally. The state will take care of all your needs. The collective, the state will take care of you. Everything will be fair. You'll have total social justice, blah, 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 blah. The lies roll on and roll on. And so you look at these communist societies where they've promised the people paradise and workers' paradise. You look at communist China and you look at Russia, and what happened? Well, what happened was the opposite of what Lucifer promised. In these nations, not only was there no workers' paradise, hundreds of millions of people were slaughtered, killed, tortured, raped, and destroyed in the most brutal ways. Yep. The exact opposite of the promise. They starved to death. They had less freedom than they ever had before. The state that was supposed to be their savior became a brutal dictatorial organization. And anybody who survived a full-blown communist society will tell you it's worse than hell on earth. Again, Lucifer makes the big promises, but he delivers hell on earth. Now, finally, in our time, we're seeing the same Luciferian lies once again. Lucifer is actively promising paradise and heaven on earth to the naive. He's calling it stuff like social justice. He's saying, well, when the United Nations assumes full power, we'll have total social justice. All the income will be distributed equally. We'll have heaven on earth. We'll have paradise. We'll have a super state, the United Nations, to make sure everybody's treated fairly. We'll enforce all civil rights. Everybody will have enough food to eat. We'll share the wealth. And there'll be no racism. There'll be no disparities. Blah, 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 blah. The Lucifer lies. Paradise on Earth, once again. The UN and all these globalist agencies and the to be blunt, airhead movie stars that they pay to represent these organizations promise paradise on Earth. But where have we heard that before? Every time we turn around, Lucifer is coming to mankind, promising paradise on Earth. And for all of those of you that are naive and your friends that are naive, when and if, and God forbid it should ever happen, happens, when this United Nations, one world government, one world religion, one world economic system, New World Order comes into being, which they say is going to be paradise on Earth, social justice, equality for all. You know, John Lennon, stoned on heroin, singing his famous song, Imagine There's No Heaven, Imagine There's No Nations, you know, blah, 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 blah. Remember, he wrote that, stoned out of his bird on heroin. And, okay, so what's going to happen when this UN, New World Order, global government comes in? It's going to be hell on Earth. It's not going to be paradise. It's going to be hell on Earth. Yeah, H-E-L-L. And you need to get educated. And you need to understand what's happening. And you need to play your role in what's happening. That's why I write my books, for you to get up to speed. We discount them for you at paulmaguire.us. That's why we're doing everything in our power to educate as many people as we possibly can from the Word of God about what is going to happen. And we need to get on television because there's millions of people that need to be reached. They're in a daze. They're brainwashed. And when we get on television and we raise the money for the television studio, we'll be able to reach millions and millions of people. We'll be able to televise the Paul McGuire Report radio show, televise the prophecy teachings of Paradise Mountain Church. But we need those of you to pray with us and to donate and make contributions so we can win this war, spiritual war, the battle for the hearts and minds of mankind. I'm serious about this, and you can help us by going to paulmaguire.us. But this is how it's going to play out. You say, how do you know how it's going to play out? I read the book of Revelation. It tells you exactly how. You want to know how the New World Order plays out? You want to see how wonderful it is? Walk away from your daydream church where the guy hypnotizes you. Yeah, I'm saying hypnotizes you. Throw off your trance state. I know this is bothering somebody, but so what? Throw your trance state off you. So again, you want to know how it turns out? Well, you read the book of Revelation, and it gives you a crystal clear picture through God's prophetic word of how these Luciferian promises actually turn out. You read the book of Revelation. And I'm not going to read it for you right now. I mean, I quote it in my books. You can read the book of Revelation yourself. And you read the depictions of what life is going to be like. It's going to be a nightmare. The evil, the corruption. Or read the words of Jesus Christ. You go to a church where they forbid the reading of the book of Revelation? Well, do something radical. Then read Matthew 24, 25, the words of Jesus Christ. Now, first of all, you shouldn't even be going to a church that tells you you can't read the book of Revelation. But if you're going to make that mistake, then okay. Simply read Matthew chapter 24 and 25. Signs of the Times by Jesus Christ. You get an accurate depiction of what this new world order is going to be about, and it's no paradise. And then finally, if you bother to read the book of Revelation and other passages in the Bible, read what happens, according to God, in his prophetic word, when this one world government, one world religion, and one world economic system, this new world Luciferian order, comes into being. And you'll read something that's very, very interesting. That during this time period, when the Luciferian New World Order, remember the paradise he's promising everybody is going to come into being? Make sure not to forget to read Revelation 13, where you'll notice that the false prophet who's head of the one world religion and the one world economic system is going to perform counterfeit signs and wonders so that people worship the Antichrist as God. And then he is head of the one world religion and he's head of the one world economic system. But notice that the false prophet forces every man and woman alive to receive a microchip implant in their bodies, right hand or forehead. And in order to receive the microchip implant, because you see, they won't be able to buy or sell without first receiving the microchip implant. And after they receive the microchip implant, then in order to do that, they have to reject worshiping Jesus Christ as Lord, and they have to stand up and pledge that they believe the Antichrist is God, and they have to pledge that they're going to worship the Antichrist as God. So in order to receive the chip implant, the computer chip implant called the Mark of the Beast 666, you're going to have to reject Jesus as your Savior, and you're going to have to pledge to worship the Antichrist as God. Now, how do you think that is going to work in your little paradise that you were taught to believe in since childhood? Oh, yeah, if we have sustainable development, blah, 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 blah. If we have environmental conditions, blah, 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 blah. If we have this and we have that, we'll have social justice in paradise. Oh, really? You're going to have social justice in paradise, huh? Well, take a look at the Bible and read it for yourself and tell me what kind of social justice in paradise you see playing out when the false prophet makes everybody take the mark of the beast. Social justice? The UN says, I know some of you are big fans of the UN, rah, rah, rah. But the problem is the UN Declaration of Human Rights is completely different than the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights. Because the UN Declaration of Human Rights has all these little loopholes in it. And so you can change it to make it say anything you want it to say. So this one world government can demand that you take the mark of the beast, the microchip implant. And they can command you to stop worshiping Jesus Christ as Lord and command you to worship the Antichrist as God. Now, read carefully in your Bible what happens to any individual who refuses to renounce Jesus Christ as Lord and who refuses to worship the Antichrist as God. Guess what happens to them? And now the only people who would want to do that are those who are truly saved, those who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord. The true believers are going to refuse to believe in worshiping the Antichrist. The true believers will never renounce Jesus Christ as Lord. But read what God's word says in Revelation 13 about what happens to every single person who refuses to reject Christ and worship the Antichrist. Read carefully what it says. Every single person who refuses to reject Christ and worship the Antichrist is beheaded. They have their heads chopped off. Now think about that for a moment. Lucifer comes in with all his spokespeople, the movie stars, the presidential people, the prime ministers, the whole Luciferian New World Order, rah, 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 and he promises paradise on planet Earth. Sustainable development, social justice, you know, diversity, everything you could possibly want. But if you refuse to worship the Antichrist as God, you're going to have your head chopped off. Did you hear me? Your head's going to be chopped off. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Maybe too hot to handle, but you need to hear the question. Tell me, please, where is the social justice in that? Tell me, all of you who are big fans of social justice, where's the social justice? Really, I'm serious. Where is the social justice if everybody who wants to be free to worship Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and refuses to reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and refuses to worship the Antichrist in order to get the mark of the beast, 666, they're going to have their heads chopped off. Now, just tell me where you see social justice in that. I don't see any social justice in that. I see totalitarianism. I see cruelty. I see a super dictatorship run by the Antichrist. So once again, Lucifer is going to lie to all the naive, to all the people who reject God's word. He's going to come in promising paradise. But when you read the book of Revelation, and don't blame it on God. Don't be so dumb as to say, how can a loving God allow this to happen? A loving God, don't blame this on a loving God. This is the collective choice of mankind. So wake up and smell the coffee. Every single person who chooses to worship the Antichrist and receives the mark of the beast also chooses to reject the Christ. Every single one of those people, when they die, they will spend all eternity in a place called hell. You say, that's cruel. How could a loving God do that? Well, you can't blame God. They did it. They chose to place themselves in hell. They chose to reject Christ. They chose to worship the Antichrist. They chose to receive the mark of the beast. How can you blame? I mean, what kind of logical system do you live by? How can you blame God for that? They voluntarily chose. God gave them free choice. Mankind's always screaming about choice. Okay, you got a choice. You chose to worship the devil. Now, you can't complain when you're going to join the devil in hell. You can't blame that on God. How can you blame that on God? There is obviously something wrong with your rational thinking ability. You can't blame that on God. Why? Because God says in his word, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God loves every single man and woman so very, very much that if they will simply believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, they will never go to hell, their sins will be forgiven, and they will spend all eternity living with God in heaven forever and ever. I mean, I don't know how much more love God can show than allowing his own son to be slaughtered for our sins and make it possible for anybody who wants to. Anybody can go to heaven. Did you hear me? Jesus Christ died for the sins of every single man and woman on planet Earth. Anybody who wants to can go to heaven. So if people are complaining about how a loving God, how can he do this? They're insane. Because he made it possible for anybody to go to heaven. I mean, how much more love could you want? And the difference between Lucifer and God is, when you receive, you see, no matter what you've done in life, in a second, God will wash away all of your sins with the blood of Jesus Christ if you simply ask him to. You will be guaranteed entrance into heaven. You'll be given a new glorified body. You'll live forever and ever in paradise with God in heaven. It's beautiful beyond description. Now, here's the thing. When God makes a promise to you, he delivers. He keeps his promise. Heaven is going to be so far above and beyond anything we can ask or think that it's going to blow our minds. See, that's how God works. Lucifer, on the other hand, paints a big picture about how beautiful it's going to be, and then he's going to give you hell. Hell. Hellfire, yeah, that's what it says in the Bible, hellfire. Whereas God tells you heaven's going to be beautiful, you better believe it, it's going to be beautiful. So the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Who are you going to believe? You're going to believe your public educational system? You're going to believe your buddies? You're going to believe the creators of the big social media search engines that maybe one of these days will make it illegal? Don't be surprised when they make it illegal to say Jesus Christ is Lord or Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Don't be surprised that that's coming. You should know. If you're surprised, it's because you chose to be ignorant. God can't help you. He gave you free choice. I have devoted my life, and so have other people. Other people have devoted their life in terms of researching and studying and sharing it with you so you could know what God's word says. I've devoted my life to this because I used to hate Christianity. I hated Jesus. But I was miraculously saved from being an atheist and somebody involved in the New Age movement. I was miraculously saved hitchhiking on the back roads of Missouri. And then, miraculously, you're talking about a guy who hated Christians, who hated Jesus Christ. You don't have any understanding about how intense my hatred for Christians and Jesus was. It was off the Richter scale. I would rip Christians to pieces in the debate classes of my university. I would reduce them to tears. And unfortunately, I would win the argument because they didn't bother to ever study to know why they believed. I'm not proud of that. I'm ashamed of it, actually. But God got a hold of my heart, and he took a guy who hated him, he took a guy who hated Christianity, and he turned me around 180 degrees. And I got radically saved, and Jesus lives inside me. And this was 45 years ago. And I've written 31 books, all of them on a variety of subjects, but they center around Bible prophecy and the truth of God's word and God's message of salvation in Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, my books are being read all around the world. All around the world. People distribute them themselves. They share them with their friends. Or they've read millions and millions of people all across the world have seen my YouTubes or listened to the Paul McGuire radio report. Millions and millions of people have read thousands of pages of free articles about prophecy and Jesus that I've put up on the internet. And my books like Mass Awakening, The Warning, Are You Ready? The Day the Dollar Died, the first book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. The second, all brand new, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017. Standing Down Goliath, and so many other books. The brand new book that you can pre-order today, Conquering the Matrix, all teaches people truth in a high-velocity, fast-moving, interesting way. Because the reason I wrote the books is because most people aren't interested in becoming college professors. They're interested in being people. And these books grip people's hearts. And by God's grace, the Holy Spirit uses these books to touch the toughest people, like I used to be. And they read the books, they hear me talk or whatever, and by God's grace, they come to Christ as their Lord and Savior, or by God's grace, they return from backsliding. So go to paulmcguire.us, take advantage of the discounts, send this program or other programs to people that need to hear it. PaulMcGuire.us. We're having an upcoming, I think it's next week, a Paradise Mountain Church meeting, May 11th. It's free, but you got to register. Go to PaulMcGuire.us and help us fulfill the Great Commission with television technology and other technology by praying for us, contributing, donating, standing with us as we go boldly into all the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. Together, we can change the world for Jesus. Yes, we can. And we dismantle the lies in Lucifer, and we speak the truth. God bless you. Visit paulmcguire.us. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report.